Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Aw, that deep V. Aw.
You're fucked up now. Niggas, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pretty too. My difference is women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
Double bay.
How's it going?
No, that's not right.
We don't give a fuck how it's going.
Hello.
What up, bitches? We in this motherfucker. Yep. We here with, as usual, Royce Staccapo.
Yep.
Sit-in guest, actually, today.
Correct.
Jared. A.K.A. The Bowtie Bandit.
That sounds too cool for him.
How'd you get that name?
Well, because it's fitting.
I wore a bowtie one time.
But it looked good. It looked good, though.
I wore it to look like Doctor Who.
And then it got uncool.
It's fitting that you wear a bow tie, though, because you're a gentleman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have the looks of a guy that would fornicate with your wife, but you're too much of a gentleman to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you got somebody else to do it for you.
Like, you would put it in a woman's butt slowly and then whisper in her ear, "Am I hurting you?" That's you. You know what I mean?
Do you want more?
Right. I tried to put it in the butthole once.
You're too big.
In jail. No, for real, so I've loitered around the butthole.
Sure.
The last couple of chicks I've been with.
Mm-hmm.
But like OJ's glove.
The glove don't fit?
Didn't fit.
You must have quit.
Like when fat girls, when they put their fat ass gravy filled feet into high heels.
And it's just fat ass gravy filled feet.
It's just flopping around all outside the hill.
Bless it rolls on the outside.
Bless their little hearts.
It always
they
hangs
try.
Over the top. It's like a muffin that comes over the top of the shoe.
Yeah.
Their hearts are not little.
Right.
My God, look at the Kraken.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
We've got the Kraken.
Please, God. Here. Put your feet down.
Sorry.
The Kraken is in the building, everybody. We're going to interview him later. But
sorry.
Till then, I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
I'm Black.
And I'm motherfucking white.
There it is. So like I said, we got the Kraken coming up later. He is a Deep V fan favorite from the inaugural first episode ever.
Yep.
Our guest today goes by the name the motherfucking Kraken because he wants his identity concealed because he's...
ambiguous?
Yeah.
Ambiguous?
Because I'm weird.
Yeah.
It's fucking
and
creepy.
Nobody thinks he's real.
Yeah.
Just like the Kraken.
For those who haven't heard that original episode, he's the man who allegedly likes... butthole play, mm-hmm. dildos, bondage. He actually owns a gag.
Right.
He enjoys being dominated by women.
Right.
See, like, it's a bad thing.
The government known him as a future Amber Alert.
But for real, he struggles with his sexuality. Okay, moving on. He's so creative when he sucks a popsicle.
He looks at you right in the eye when he eats bananas.
Yeah. He's on Match.com, and honestly, he's batting, what, like 600%?
Right now.
Six out of 10 is strong.
Yeah.
It's also concerning.
Yeah.
But we'll go more into that later. Till then, though, what the fuck are we drinking today?
The Kraken whiskey. The Kraken rum. I'm sorry.
Is it rum?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That we drink the Kraken.
Right.
For the Kraken being here today.
His welcome.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
It is good.
Yeah. Better than the pineapple shit you guys have.
What pineapple shit?
Where's it one you had again?
You mean Cinnabon?
Cinnabon, yeah.
Your brain is just so gayed up.
I love whiskey.
I do too.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's an actual fact that whiskey curls your pubic hairs. Did you know that?
Is that a real thing?
My bush is curly. my bush looks like the remake of Annie.
It was a black girl that made the curly hair.
Boom, there you go. I like how everybody caught on with that joke there. If whiskey just makes me feel like a man, because if I had to like chop down a tree right now with an axe, I could do it.
You could. Yeah. I know you could. Because you got the beard going.
Yeah, I do have a slight little beard going.
Yeah,
I want to talk about that.
It is good.
Talk about it a little later.
Okay.
Yeah. But what whiskey does for me, though, is it gives me the courage to like walk up to taller women and talk to them. Spoiler, tallest chick I've been with is 6'3".
6'3"?
Yeah.
I'm 6'2". That's an inch taller than me.
You're welcome.
That's amazing.
I suggested wide receiver, but she just said she wanted to be a woman, so whatever.
No, tight end.
Yeah, what's the funny thing, though, is she was actually white and redheaded.
Go on.
Hitting it from the back didn't exactly work. It looked like a chihuahua trying to get it in the back foot with a golden retriever. I called her Air Bud.
I think Air Bud was blonde.
Was it?
I think.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Agree to disagree?
Nice.
All right. I'll basically do anything on whiskey.
Yeah.
I'll throw the ball on second down on the 2-yard line in the Super Bowl. I don't fucking care.
You jackass. Fucking big girl.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? While I'm thinking about it.
Yep.
Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
I want to shout out a specific DV listener.
Go on.
She doesn't know it, but she's a DV favorite.
Go on.
A big favorite.
Big favorite.
Rihanna Cabell.
Rihanna Cabell?
Yeah. She's attractive, homie.
Yeah?
Like if she started stripping, fuck $1 bills, okay? I'm throwing fives, like... four of them.
That's $20.
Yeah, listen to me.
A high-class stripper.
Oh, for sure. I'm throwing house keys, insurance cards, his and her sinks.
Let me just say,
she can fucking get it all.
You went from $20 to a $100,000 house key.
I wanted to babysit my son so bad. I don't even know if she's single, but even if she's not, she can go ahead and tell her boyfriend that I'm trying to be his Eskimo brother, okay? Can you dig it?
Reb knows.
low key, though, I'd marry her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to take note of this because she's black, so my dad would be so proud. So proud. And I'm not a fan of, like cake or sweets, really.
Right.
So, like, I used to jokingly say when I got married I didn't want to have a cake. I wanted to have a goddamn pan of cornbread.
Right.
She's a real nigga, so she'd probably be cool with some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Cornbread.
Yeah.
Honey on top, right?
Right.
Okay.
And also, I've gained the rep for not liking black chicks.
You have.
Completely false. I love black women.
Really?
I don't like ratchet black women.
Okay.
There's a difference. Where's the capo, am I lying?
I...
Oh, no.
I don't think... Why did you sound like Hermes from... Futurama.
Rihanna Cabell's not that. She's black, though. February is her favorite month.
Black History Month.
She's probably somewhere right now watching Love and Hip Hop or lotioning her legs and feet with some cocoa butter. And you know I'm a foots guy.
You like the foots.
Her feet are sexy.
Really?
Oh, for sure. They look like breakfast when you forgot to eat dinner the last night.
I love breakfast so much.
only problem with the whole situation, though,
yeah,
is that with me and her brother are good friends. Whatever, Rob.
Doesn't matter.
It's not so much that...
I can't wait to be your brother.
It's not so much that they're related that's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is they look alike.
He is good looking.
Well, yeah, so I'm just putting the disclaimer out there. Right. This motherfucker passes out on my couch one more time. It's a wrap for
you. You are lying.
Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Rihanna, don't play with me either. You're going to fuck around and at least get a new Instagram follow. Shit. Something. Nah, we appreciate you following us, though. Appreciate that. So, but let's update our listeners on what's been going on with us. What's new?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing with me.
Well, one thing that's new for both of us.
Talking about the beard.
Yeah, let's touch on these bushes bestowed upon our face we've got going on.
Not the first time you said that.
Yours? That's the bush. I love the bush on my face when it's coming from the opposite sex.
Right.
Or same sex, if or it's same. Mine.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Yours is looking damn good, though.
So is yours.
Agree to disagree?
I've heard of a bush.
Yeah, your beard's looking like it looks like a barrel of hay neatly piled up by a young Amish boy. It looks like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Things go in there and never come out.
I can't wait to get a bird nest in here.
Yeah, yours looks like an overweight, lazy woman's bush. It looks like you grill lots of meat and don't wipe your ass very well. My beard, on the other hand, another story.
I think it looks good.
Do you?
Yes. Maybe it's just how it looked like before.
My beard looks like an Etch-A-Sketch that hasn't completely been shaken off yet, so it's all smeary and spotty. My beard looks like an electrical fire. It looks like a woman... woman with low estrogen levels. It looks like basically Ellen DeGeneres trying really hard. But we'll be sure to keep our listeners updated with the progress, though.
You know what beard is really nice? Oh, had a nice beard?
Who?
The dude from... what is the other podcast?
Who?
The Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids?
My God, his beard was beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
Do you want to touch it?
Yeah, I was watching a video on YouTube. Uh-huh. I swear to you.
Yeah.
It was him shaving his beard.
He shaved it off for charity?
I don't know what he did for charity, but I know his wife was pissed.
I've got a couple patches that could have used that shit. I mean,
he had a... it was down a foot.
Really?
It was beautiful.
That's incredible.
One of the nicest beards I've ever seen.
Shout out to the Shy Kids.
Shout out to the Shy Kids.
And the beards.
And the beards.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Nice. How'd your Super Bowl go, though? Did you watch the halftime show?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I watched it, but I wasn't happy about it.
You don't like Katy Perry, right?
Well, my whole thing was that we were out of chicken wings, so I was just like... whatever. This stupid show better be good, because I want some fucking chicken wings. and then Katy Perry fucking decides to come out, dressed like a goddamn Sunny Delight energy drink and shit, riding a goddamn golden lion.
She looked like Charizard from Pokemon.
She's basically a stupid bitch, and I hate her. I can't stand her.
Why?
Every song she makes sounds like it could be on a soundtrack to insert any Walt Disney movie. I mean, if I was a 9-year-old white girl with pink nipples, right, Katy Perry would be my shit.
Right, but like, we're very close to that, though.
I mean, I'm 27 and black, and I have a flourishing dick bush, so, you know.
You do have a nice dick bush.
My bush is so impressive right now. No exaggeration, I could hide an iPod in there.
Like the original or like the new minis?
Both, probably. Right. Well, basically... bro, Katy Perry just made me so fucking mad with her halftime show. Like, what the fuck do I look like watching some goddamn sharks dance around?
I love the sharks.
It's not realistic. Everyone knows sharks can't dance. You know why? They don't have any goddamn foots or legs and stuff.
That's what you got? Not like the fucking trees in the background jumping around?
Nope, just the sharks.
You're
dancing.
You're like, the sharks.
Just the sharks dancing on
fins. Not her
there.
Running around on a big fucking lion.
I hope she ironically falls into the ocean and a fucking shark eats her. But not completely, just one leg. I want her to live because I want to see how fucking inspirational her songs are then. With one leg, you goddamn one leg.
You want her to be a Jezebel.
I want her to eat shit and drink grapefruit juice. I cannot stand Katy Perry.
I like her. I don't mind her.
Stupid.
I mean, I don't listen to her, but like, I feel like she's attractive.
She's a stupid bitch. The entire time I was screaming, get the fuck out of Missy Elliott's way, please. Even when Missy wasn't out there, I was saying... where's get Missy? The fuck out of Missy Elliott's way, please. I'm sorry for that. That was a rant.
It was a rant.
It was aggressive.
It was.
Yeah.
I was angry.
Well, I mean, a lot's going on, and it was going on in Arizona this past couple
big
weeks.
Big time.
We had the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Pro Bowl.
Right.
The Waste Management Phoenix Open. The golf tournament.
Yeah.
And then we also had the Bear Jackson Car Show.
And right after that, we had the Arabian Horse Show.
Oh, that's
huge.
Don't we have that coming up soon?
That's not last weekend.
Yeah. So with all this going on in Arizona, guess what?
What?
Warren Sapp, former NFL player,
right,
still finds time to get arrested for prostitution?
Right, well, he's taking her home, right?
I mean, why are you a millionaire and a former NFL player buying pussy?
Right. You saw what he said, right?
What did he say?
Oh, I was just taking her home.
That's what he said?
That's what he said. What a nice guy. I saw her in the street corner. I was just taking her home.
Yeah, she needed a lift.
She did.
Because there's not cabs and stuff.
No. Not by Warren Sapp.
Yeah, she probably didn't know anybody. So alone in a big city. That seemed like a bit much to me, because I know some hoes that'll give up the butt cheeks for like a Instagram like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like one starburst. Not like the whole packet, like a starburst.
But I don't feel like he should have got arrested, because I feel like prostitution should be legal.
Sure.
I'll tell you why. If a woman wants to put a goddamn price tag on her pussy, she should be entitled to.
I agree.
However, if I'm now paying for something, I'm going to need a receipt and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
How can you take back sex?
Well, because that's going to eliminate a lot of things in the future, like women crying rape. I could just be like, listen, that bitch is a goddamn lie. I have my receipt right here, officer. You see? I even tipped her gratuity. It was fucking great service.
20%.
Got signatures and everything.
You're welcome.
Time stamped. There's no way I went past 4 minutes. But with all the celebrities in town.
There was.
Deep V actually got a couple new sponsors.
I think we had 6 of them.
Did we?
We got 6 new sponsors.
So we should fucking probably go over these.
Yeah, let's do these.
Our listeners need to know.
They need to know these.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for everybody listening, just so you know, this episode of Deep V today was brought to you by Seattle Seahawks offensive coordinator.
I think that was just, what's his name? Pete Carroll, that stupid fucking asshole.
It was brought to you by both of them. Co-sponsor.
Brought to you by Deep V. Instagram filters.
Instagram filters.
Because I'm a creeper, and it's making, you know, ugly chicks look hot all the time.
Yes.
And I'm liking those.
Yeah. Yeah. I like them a lot.
Me too.
This episode
yep.
was brought to you by the Take a Penny, Leave a Penny tray at Circle K. Because sometimes that comes in handy, you know. Right.
There's only 16 pennies in there. Right. Deep V is sponsored by Iggy Azalea's back muscles.
Ooh.
Because they're the real heroes to hold up them bad boys.
I got one more.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. This episode of DB was brought to you by the movie Taken 3. Because the second one, Taken Again, just wasn't enough. So I guess people are going to be taking some more. You know?
How bad of a father is he?
If they do a fourth Taken, it's going to be called Taken Somewhere You Weren't Taken Last Time.
One more.
Okay.
Deep V
yeah.
was sponsored by Magic Mike XXL.
Ooh.
Because those good looking bastards do all the foreplay for us.
Okay. They get them all hot and ready, and we just slide it on in there.
You just push it in.
Basically, Little Caesar's Pizza, $5 hot and ready, baby.
Bingo.
There we go.
It's always ready.
Yeah. I'm not eating much of those anymore.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah, we both started dieting.
We did.
Stupid.
So dumb. I'm so hungry.
You have no idea. Give me some examples of what you want to look like, the end result from this stupid diet.
Okay, end result?
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bale and the Machinist.
Ooh, okay.
He was like 114 pounds. That would be like ideal for me, though.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
I want to look brittle, like I should be handled with care. I also wouldn't mind looking like a 13-year-old female gymnast. I also want to look like a well-disciplined Asian child. I wouldn't mind looking like an insecure white woman. But if I couldn't get that, I would settle for looking like a poverty-stricken Ethiopian. But I'm mainly going for looking like a withered sunflower.
I think your ideal is Gabby Douglas.
Who's that? Oh.
She's the gymnastic woman from USA.
Yeah, yeah.
100 pounds.
Really?
Tops? Something really? Like that. Yeah.
And she's on Wheaties boxes and stuff.
She is. She's so
rich. What's up, Gabby Douglas? How you doing, girl? What are you eating on this diet?
A lot of boring, bland food.
Really?
It's like eggs and shit.
and shit. I'm eating lots of fish, which isn't much different from what I normally do, but on this diet...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this diet, it's the fish that I have to chew. You know what I mean? So diets are awful.
The worst.
I ate a vegetable yesterday, and I'm pretty sure carrots are exactly what testicular cancer tastes like. It was the fucking worst.
I'm literally a four-year-old. I haven't had a vegetable in forever. The only vegetables I eat is just covered in cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, those are good. Good. What is that?
Broccoli and cheese?
Yeah.
I'm like a five-year-old. I'm like, give me that. Extra cheese.
Diets make me literally want to kill myself.
Literally?
Yeah. If you were to kill yourself, though, if you were like a quitter,
right?
How would you do it?
If you were a quitter.
If I was a quitter, if I'd kill myself, I'd probably have like six or seven Viagra. That's how I'd kill myself.
That's how you're doing it?
Yeah, and a couple shots.
Explosion of the dick.
My dick explode, I'm dead.
Okay, all right, I like that.
Vis-a-vis, I'm dead.
If I were going to kill myself,
right?
Here's what I would do. I'd marry my ex. I'm dead within weeks. For sure. For certain. My advice to guys out there who are struggling to, like, determine if you like your girl.
Right.
Take it from me. If you fantasize about running this person over with your car, and then going in reverse, and then forward.
The reverse thing. I'm like, oh yeah, I fantasize about doing that all the time. But the reverse part, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and then, but if you go forward slowly after the reverse.
And you stop.
Yeah.
And then peel out.
Yeah. Chances are you don't like that bitch
right,
very much.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if I were to ever put like a human head in the microwave
right.
and press defrost,
okay.
it'd be my ex's.
That's like 10 minutes.
That's where we stand. I just want to make sure it's nice and unthawy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you guys are in good terms.
Well, here we go. We got the Kraken in here, so tell me this.
Yep.
In honor of our creepy guest, the Kraken.
He's literally sleeping in his fucking chair. He's so fucking creepy.
If you were a serial raper,
if you were
a goddamn serial raper,
okay,
how would you lure your woman, and how would you do it?
I would lure a certain type of woman.
Okay.
So, like, I would, like, put, like, a line of, like, coffees and Ugg boots to, like, my van. And they would just, like, grab one and just go there. That's how I would get them. That's so good. What about you?
Here's what I would do. If I were trying to, like, lure a woman to eventually kill her.
You would read the Kraken's journal.
Well, yeah. I'd buy them drinks.
Right.
Pretend to like them, right?
Right.
I'd date them for 6 years.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna have a kid with him.
Long con. I like this.
I'm gonna name him Royce.
All right.
We're gonna get engaged.
Okay, here we go.
Getting her name tattooed on my arm.
All right.
And then we're breaking up. And then guess what? Killing that bitch.
You sly boons.
Sorry, baby mama. Anyway. But if you were raping someone,
right,
would you wear a condom? No, right? Because, like,
no.
That's like ordering a Diet Coke with a Big Mac at one point. At some point, it's pointless.
It's just fucking retarded. Yeah.
If I'm raping, I'm fully committing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going for this.
Right.
You're going to remember this in 9 months. Right. But we can't talk about condoms, though, and not have our latex convo segment, right?
Right.
So let's take a quick break and come right back with that.
Quick break.
Deep V.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids. Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
We are.
I want to lead this segment off with something.
Okay.
You just had your 1 year anniversary.
We did.
So if you're any kind of man, your balls should just be drained.
They are.
They should look like your fingers when you sit in the bath too long. You know what I mean?
Shriveled.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I mean, like, yeah, we pounded a bunch.
Okay.
Black Rhino. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Black Rhino is a pill. It's like Viagra, but, like, it is better.
Well,
I don't know if it's better, but it's solid.
Do you remember that one time when I was like, hey, man, I'm coming over?
Right.
And you told me, hold on, I'm about to have sex with my wife. Come over in like an hour. And then you texted me 9 minutes later and said, hey, never mind. I miscalculated.
Come on over.
Just hurry up.
It's true.
Even with that, though.
It was literally like a 2 weeks ago, top.
Yeah. I want to live vicariously through you now.
Go on.
Your dick is far more active than mine.
Is it?
The PSI levels on my balls are extremely high.
Well, like, your dipstick has been in other cars, though.
What I'm saying is I need Tom Brady or another good-looking white woman from New England or maybe even the Patriots ball boy to come deflate these motherfuckers.
Tom Brady is a good-looking white woman?
Oh, he's good-looking.
He is good-looking.
Yeah. From the back, you wouldn't be able to tell.
I wouldn't know.
If you hit that from the back.
Especially if he grew his hair out like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, give me a couple moans, I'm about to come.
Fine.
There it is.
He wears the Ugg boots, too, so he's my type of woman. Right?
I mean, I don't need them to be, like, extremely deflated. Right. I just want, like, there needs to be a little deflation so there's a little bit better grip. You know what I mean?
So you want, like, 12 and a half PSI like him.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
Tom knows what I mean. That's
he knows
all
what he means.
He knows exactly what I mean. It's depressing, though, my sex life.
Right.
My son is 3, and his dick is seeing more action than mine right now.
Go on.
Babysitter called me at work telling me that he's been whipping his dick out, showing it to his friend, saying, look at my pee-pee.
Like father, like son.
That's my boy. I told her, hey.
Amazing.
I know. I told the goddamn babysitter, his V is so deep.
It's so deep. Just don't worry about it.
You have no idea. He's a living legend.
He is.
At 3. He slapped a girl at daycare, took her Capri Sun, walked away and started watching SpongeBob like, say something, you fucking Nick Jr. ass bitch. His mom didn't approve of that too much.
I would imagine.
I told her, hey, he's just expressing himself.
Don't worry about it.
He's probably going to be like a rapper or like Ray Rice or something.
He's still a millionaire. Yeah. So it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. I think actually, you know what? Royce DeCapo's sex life just got a boost himself.
Did it?
Yeah. I'm just guessing. I mean, he's been walking around the house with his fucking chest poked out.
Yeah.
All fucking smiley like a goddamn 8-year-old white boy that just got a Turbo Man doll for Christmas.
Jingle all the way, Rip. Jingle all the way. I was like, what the fuck movie is that?
I'm not telling. I'm not telling.
What's his name?
I'm not telling. It's not his name, fuck. It's her name.
He got some pussy so good, he made me breakfast the next morning. Like, God damn!
Singing. When I wake up.
You want some eggs?
To be loved!
It's just bad for me right now.
Sure.
I'm talking with this one chick. We spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, absolutely zero of that time has been physical.
Zero?
Steve Nash is getting more playing time than I am right now.
He's hurt.
He's not playing.
He's not there. He's not even going to the games.
In the court side.
If we don't have sex soon, I might fucking combust and just turn into a Mormon. They don't have sex, right?
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, either a Mormon or a queer, because I do love the breakfast sausage.
He does.
How would you describe two Mormons having sex?
Two Mormons?
Yeah.
I can see this going two ways.
Okay.
First way, I'm going to give you like a little scenario here. Uh-huh. Ready? Hey, Sandra, want to go down to the ice cream parlor? Share a milkshake? I'll hold your praying hand the whole way. Okay. That's like one.
Okay.
The other one is like, I'm going to stick my tuna torpedo in your semen locker. And I'm going to look straight you in the eyeballs without blinking like a fucking serial killer. That's my two Mormon sex positions.
I feel like Mormons sleep in separate rooms and procreated sperm banks. Like,
100%.
Mormons fucking actually, for realsies, it probably looks like soft porn on Showtime. I can totally tell the wiener isn't going in.
Right, yeah, you see the wiener like flaccid on the ground. Yeah, yeah.
Aren't polygamous Mormon?
Because
if they are, I could get into that.
Yeah.
I would have a pack of hoes. I would have Narabi, Nala, Scar, and Simba would fucking hate me. I'd have all
this. This is a Lion King reference.
I was lost for a little while on that one.
Right? Nobody caught that. In the circle of life. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me tell our listeners something. Everyone, stay tuned for DB's next episode. I'm going to do something I've been recommended not to do.
I just don't know. Buddy.
We have both told them not to.
I've been advised not to. There we go. I'm a little drunk.
Twice.
I'm going to rank the top 10 pieces of ass I've ever had.
In order.
By name.
And I better be on there.
So, if you're on Ski Ray's hit list of 176, you should probably tune in to see if you're in the top 10. Huh?
Did it go up?
Yeah, after the chick that asked me to come in here, she wanted me to get her pregnant. That was 176.
This story hasn't been told.
I thought I told you.
No.
Oh, shit. Well, we'll talk about that then.
We'll talk about
that. Stay tuned for that show.
Awesome.
There we go. Well, moving into our next segment that we got coming up here with the Kraken.
I don't want
the
to.
The interview.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me this. If you were to describe the Kraken having sex with anyone,
okay,
how would you describe that?
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Rick, I want to put my mayo can in your angry hot pocket and stare at you the whole time like a Mormon serial killer.
I would describe the Kraken having sex like two hockey players fist fighting.
Holding each other?
Yeah.
And just punching.
Yeah, putting their shirts over their head and
I like
stuff.
That.
That's
yeah.
what's happening.
It's rape.
In ice skates.
I imagine a lot of ice skates.
We should just ask him, though.
Yeah.
Let's do that. We got him in here. We're going to take a quick break.
We are.
We'll be right back with the Kraken.
Feels all right, baby, let me take away your
Deep V.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, hey, hey. That's your thing.
He's doing the hey, hey in the middle of the episode. He's drunk.
I am a little drunk. This is the Deep V audio cave, so it's cool.
Yep.
I'm liking it going on in here because it's soundproof.
It is.
And we're in here with a Kraken, so that's important.
That's not important when it's soundproof. I don't want to be in a room with soundproof that's with the Kraken.
I haven't made you yet. That's a good thing.
Yet. He said yet.
Keyword yet.
Well, to be for realsies, though.
For realsies?
A soundproof room.
That's pretty for real.
The Kraken can rape someone undisturbed, so.
Right.
That's why it's ideal.
Right. We are here with the Kraken. I've got some questions for you, sir.
I've got some answers. Shoot away.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. How are we going to do this? Are we going to do one-on-one? I got some questions too.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
Let's do one on one. Let's do that.
Let's fill it out. Yeah, we'll go.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll fill it out.
We're doing that?
Like his boss.
Yeah. This is happening. You ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right. So I want to ask you because the last time we left you, you told our listeners that you watched a lot of bondage porn.
That is correct.
On divinebitches.com. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
That's one of many perverted sites I visit.
So tell me more about how that's going.
Well, you know, to be honest, you have to pay money on those websites, so I'm more of like, you know, the free preview kind of guy now, so.
So you just watch the trailers?
Well, no, you just gotta know where to look. You know, there's like a red tube, there's giant tube, there's a tube for everything.
But you have so many tubes.
I have so many tubes, Michael. You ever accidentally shot yourself in the mouth?
What? No!
Shot yourself in the mouth with what?
You know what you know, that requires?
With your nut?
With your spunk.
With your spunk? Did you, like, were you like that? Like NBA Jam style?
Well, no, you know, I was just out there, you know, choking it away. And,
sure.
You know,
choking
I didn't,
it. Okay.
You know, I just, I'm a shooter, so.
Sure, I'm not at all.
I accidentally shot right into my mouth, and I had to go wash that out. It was pretty disgusting.
Please tell me, did you taste it? Did you swallow?
Did you swallow?
A little bit?
I think I swallowed.
So you had to have tasted a little. Like,
yeah.
There's some leftover residue.
Yeah.
What did it taste like?
Heaven.
Did you talk to yourself in the... Did you talk to yourself?
How could the Kraken's cum not taste
right,
good?
Right. I was probably like, please don't spill that.
Well, no, I haven't even tasted it yet.
No. Like...
Did you talk to yourself in the third person? After you shot yourself in the mouth with your own cum, were you like, Kraken!
I was like, damn it. I'm going to go wash this out, but not for another couple minutes.
I'm like to soak in my mouth.
Okay.
So I masturbate on average like 3 to 4 times a day. Is that excessive?
No, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Okay.
Right, but he's a sex addict.
I go home at lunch and I'm like, I'm going to rub one out. That's what's happening
that's
right
now. That's all sex addict, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, nigga, that shit is crazy. Three times a day, I haven't beat my dick in at least a week and a half.
Really?
That is weird.
Mine's been a while.
I can't honestly remember the last time I went
that's true.
A day where I haven't done it.
Like, if
could you go 1 week without doing it? Go 1 week. I want to see what this happens.
I don't have to be at work till 2 p.m.
I don't know if I have that kind of discipline.
Not having to be at work till 2 p.m. If I wake up at 10 a.m., all bets are off. I could be in the double digits. Easy.
Nothing's going on at 10 a.m., so you almost have to.
Right.
Right.
After Good Morning America, because that's what everybody else watches.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done to?
Jerked it to?
Yeah.
I was accidentally watching a man, remember?
Did you fucking finish that?
Yeah. It's gone.
Dear God, you are a man.
I was watching...
I'm a flight attendant. That's the manliest thing alive.
That's true.
I thought I was watching a purple dildo go into a butthole. Nope.
Yeah, I've been there.
What was it?
It was a man with a purple condom on fucking a man ass. I was 12 minutes into stroking it, okay?
Did you finish?
Oh.
No!
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
I did want to talk about it. You watched 12 minutes of porn and it was all zoom-ins.
Yeah!
What is that party watching?
Now, Skylar, what's your favorite kind of porn?
Amateur.
Like, amateur?
Yeah.
The one that looks real.
I don't always watch porn, but what I do, it's amateur.
I love amateur.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever... Be honest.
I picture Frank masturbating to mannequins.
Do you masturbate like, to mannequins?
Stop motion mannequins.
I have not waved it to a mannequin, but like I have walked by a mannequin and be like, if it was alive, I'd hit it.
I found it.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You know, she doesn't talk, she doesn't annoy me. Yeah,
that's this type of woman right there.
What about the Flexi dolls? Flexi dolls be sitting there like.
Yeah.
Have you had sex with one of those? Love doll?
No, you actually want to know what the weirdest thing I ever did? What one of the weirdest things I did?
Yeah,
I actually burned my dick on accident once. So I, because you know how like warm, wet pussy just feels so good.
So you said?
So I took a condom.
Stick my dick in the fucking microwave.
I took a condom. I'm like, how cool would this feel if I threw it in the microwave for like 20 seconds and put some motion in it?
So long.
You... So no. So I put it on. I put it in the microwave. And then, you know, it was warm in my hand, but, you know, it didn't really feel too bad. But then I just stick on my dick. I'm like, oh, fuck! I literally, the second I threw it on, I had to throw it off. It ended up sticking to the wall for a second.
Did you wood shop?
But that was like
hot glue your dick?
No. But to be fair, that was when I was like 14. So, and I was still like, you know, and I would try anything.
You laminated your dick.
You literally laminated it.
It burned. I'm not gonna
lie. It burned.
It's fucking hot lotion. What else? She was like, it's like boiling hot grease.
Oh my
But you know
God.
What? I learned a valuable lesson that day. Don't. 20 seconds is too much.
That's way too much.
I think a good like 7 to 12 seconds would be a
ideal range. You've been testing that up?
Why not defrost?
Defrost, that's just
But like I said, I was like 14 when that happened, so.
You were 14?
Well, you know, you
microwaving condoms?
You do shit when you're 14.
And I'm the sex addict. All of you can go fuck yourselves, okay?
Okay.
I'm the sex addict, but he's microwaving condoms. Wondering what that feels like at 14. You know what I wonder what it felt like to be when I was 14?
What's that?
Fucking Spider-Man. That's what I was thinking about.
Well, I'm a pervert, so.
That's amazing.
When's the first time you did it?
21.
Really?
Yeah, it was a hooker.
You lost your virginity to a hooker?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that, but hey, you know what? I finally got laid. I got the
numbers
big mystery of sex out of my system. And
numbers a number.
Right?
Speaking of bondage.
Yes?
I heard you were buying a vacuum bed.
Yes, I am.
Describe.
What is a vacuum bed?
Describe this vacuum bed.
Okay, it's basically a bed you get in where you lay in it and you zip it up and it basically sucks all the air out. Sort of like one of those things you freeze foods with. It
right.
sucks the air
right.
out, you put it in, it keeps the food fresh.
This is how I expect
you're a
you to die.
Frozen chicken breast is what you're telling me.
Basically. Yeah.
This is how I expect the Kraken to die. Or murder somebody. And your obituary will say, "Here lies the Kraken. He died from a mishap from a latex vacuum bed with a dildo right up his balloon knot."
Hey, you know, that's the way I want to go.
That's where you want to go?
I mean, I don't want to die of, like, you know, old age, you know, having to have some, you know, person wipe my ass, you know, and, you know, I want to die having some chick choke me out with a dildo in my ass. I feel like that's the best way to die.
I watched the video, and it really frightened me.
I will die happy.
You want to die with a chick choking you out with a dildo
that
in your ass?
Like that's my dream way to die, actually.
God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, how do you want to die? Like, do you want to, like, die of old age, or do you want to get in a car accident?
I
want to,
like, flip my vet when I'm 90.
I
want
to die unknowingly. Like, I just want to wake up dead, like, these sons of bitches didn't
Damn
got
it, I'm
me.
Dead.
He killed me.
There is the fire of hell. I'm
the
definitely
fuck
dead.
Did happen? Well, help me out with this one, because tell me, outside of your sexual life, or outside of pornography.
So, not much of my time, then.
So, the 30 minutes that's not involved.
So, 30 minutes a week, okay?
Yeah, yeah, outside of pornography, tell me where's your sexual life at? Because last time you were here, you were talking about your blossoming flight attendant career and enjoying dildos in your ass. And, you know, our listeners are concerned.
They are.
You know
are they genuinely concerned about my well-being?
A lot of emails.
Well, we all want to know, have you decided to be a full-blown gay yet? Or are you kind of like playing the Jaden Smith role
Stop
where
that.
Everyone seems to know but you?
Okay, I can proudly say I'm not a gay.
You're not
proudly a... say it. Just now, you know, we hit this topic before.
We did, yeah.
Just because I've had a dildo on
and
my ass.
Topic is his boyfriend's name. Continue.
You have no comeback for that. Is his name
I'm trying to think of something weird to say to that.
Continue.
Not a gay, and I don't feel like taking a dildo up the ass makes you gay. I feel that just makes you curious.
Okay, so you're curious about being gay?
No, I'm curious about things going up my butt.
So what was the first thing? What was the first thing that went up your ass?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
like the back of a golf club?
No, I had to get a colonoscopy once, and that was probably the first thing that ever went up my ass. Well, no,
is
actually,
that like I like that?
No, actually, I stuck my finger in my ass. You know, I tried to get myself a prostate massage once.
Well, tell me about that. Walk me through how your fingers ventured so far off the trail.
Okay,
like,
so you know
what made your fingers so goddamn rogue?
Okay, well, so you know that we've
goddamn
trip?
Lara Croft,
okay.
Tomb Raider fingers over here.
So I saw the movie. What's it called? Road Trip.
Road Trip. Yeah.
Where the chick sticks his finger up the guy's butt.
Right.
I'm like, hey, that doesn't seem like a bad idea.
That's what you got out of that?
Well, like I didn't know you could come from,
okay,
you know, fingers being up your bum.
You watched a 90-minute Tom Green movie and thought, that should happen in real life.
This is a good idea.
Like,
condoms?
I'm like, this is awesome.
Okay.
So
okay.
I went out, got myself a condom.
Sure.
Put it over my
At least you're being safe.
Right.
Okay.
You don't want your fingers to impregnate your ass.
No.
You're so gross, you're worried about the cracking.
Dude, I mean, I have a sick ass butthole.
I can imagine. Okay, you ready?
All the shit that comes out of that thing.
I want you to fill in the blank. I have two fill in the blanks for you.
Okay.
I would have sex with a girl with a penis only if blank.
I was in the mood.
You're in the mood for a penis on a woman. Okay. The gayest thing I have done with a man is blank.
I don't know what I should say.
You have lots of options.
You have to say.
Why is this taking such a long time? Like, there should only be like one of two things. You're like, well, fuck, there was that one time.
But no, I can tell you, Skylar, kiss me on the mouth.
That happened.
With tongue.
Oh, actually, I remember.
That part didn't happen.
Skylar did have his tongue in my belly button that one time. Remember when we were at his old house in Maricopa? How you did the shot off me?
You did.
That's right. That's probably the gayest, most homosexual thing I've ever done in my life.
Only because you were smiling as I did it.
Yeah, and you were like, again.
If you were like gross, it'd have been cool. But you were
did I have like that creepy Kraken smile?
He did not blink and he stared him in the
mouth. No, like your eyes were rolling in the back of your head and I thought you were about to come on
my
face.
My toes curled too. My toes curled up too.
It wasn't good.
It was not good.
It's not a good.
Did you feel a little bit more gay after that experience?
Yeah, I did. I gave you my number. What the fuck?
And never called. No.
Well, you haven't called me since, so you're just a one-hit quitter kind of guy. So.
Well, you know, I got so much. I'm so busy with bondage porn and all that. You know?
You're literally the creepiest fucking guy I've ever met in my life.
Thank you.
Do you remember the time when me and Mike invited you out to the bar, and you came in leather slippers, plaid shorts, and you ordered a cherry Coke with a straw? Do you remember
I don't remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me, honestly.
Like, that sounds like something I would do.
I mean, that sounds like a very homosexual thing that Kraken would do.
You sound like Peter Griffin would be like, this fucking guy.
This fucking guy. This is my favorite question.
Okay.
How many women have you had sex with?
Willingly?
Hold on. How many women have you had sex with? And how many women have had sex with you?
Oh.
I'm talking about, like,
all right.
in you.
All right, I gotta. To be honest, I've only had sex twice in my life.
Okay.
Once with some smelly hooker.
Okay.
And then once was with an acquaintance of. Okay, so remember
mother,
that chick? Okay. Gosh,
your mother
this
would not appreciate being called an acquaintance.
Okay, I'm not gonna say names. Okay. But remember the chick with the raspy Vader voice I was telling you about?
The mother.
The one that smoked all the time and kind of talked like this.
Right. Fucked up woman.
The last time I stepped my dick in someone was March of 2011.
What?
Okay, so...
But I did have that dildo up my ass. Does that count?
No, that's a woman having sex with you. So you've had sex with two women.
In my life, yes.
And how many women have had sex with you? Like, have entered you?
Two.
Two, so it's
two for two, baby.
Two for two here.
50-50. So, you're riding that gay line. Nice. All right. You're right on that motherfucker.
Real straight.
You're not veering. You're like, nope, not ready to decide.
If it's not,
I don't know yet.
If it's not a real penis, it doesn't make you gay.
Right, right.
It just makes you curious.
Sure,
I
mean,
I like to explore
sure,
all
sure,
aspects of my sexuality.
Uh-huh.
So what is a dildo shaped after?
A penis, clearly.
Okay. Enough said.
I just walked right into that one, didn't I? I said amazing, it, but it's shaped like one. It's not a real one.
How often do you clean your dildo?
That's a good question.
Well, I have it because I just put a condom over it when it happened, so I figured it didn't need to be cleaned.
So you just leave it? You don't put it
in the back of my car right
which
now.
Which condom? You take your creepiness mobile? Just anywhere.
Skylar, I never know what chick might want to stick it up my butt, so I have that with me at all times.
Oh my god.
Is that... I don't want you to see anything in my car.
You don't want to see the back of his car.
Like, honestly, Jared, I'm...
His
like,
tools, yes.
When you,
you
take...
don't know what I've done. I can't see everything.
What I want to know is when you took your dildo to the trunk of your car,
yes,
did you take it out in like a bag, or were you just like wailing that baby out there like,
just like throw it in.
Throw this in my trunk.
I
with all the grass.
I think I had it like in a Payway bag or something. Payway bag. That's a pad tie.
Like my dildos have a little MSG in it, baby. Okay, you ready? How do you ask these women to put a fake dick on and pound you in the wrinkle penny?
Well, I don't just... Wait, pound me in the what?
The wrinkle penny.
Wrinkle penny? I've never heard that term before.
Well, I have so many good ones.
Okay, well, I don't just be like, hey, we stick a pretend penis up my butt.
Sure.
Okay, I'm always that guy that gets friend zoned, you know?
Right.
I'm always that guy friend.
Right.
So, well, you know, I
gay
like
guys usually are.
She said that, you know, she'd always had that sort of like she gets off on being the dominant type girl.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, I'm very submissive like that. So we've been friends for a long time, and I finally, after like 2 years of knowing her,
so you long game
got her to have a night of, I don't know what you call it, S&M fun.
Sure, sure, sure.
Why are you scratching so much?
No, I got like a bit by mosquito or something.
Gross.
It's just because he doesn't watch his dildo, maybe.
Fuck, it looks like the... Is that what measles look like?
I think it's more like a bowl.
Stop touching it! Okay, go on with the thing. Go
what,
on.
My dick or the cut?
Either one.
So, there I am handcuffed at the bed, and she gets on me. And she was very hesitant. Like, she actually had to start... She had to drink a lot of vodka beforehand.
I would imagine. Yeah.
And she had to shave me, too. She said I was too hairy.
She shaved
so
you?
So she literally shaved me before all this happened.
You are very hairy.
What type of shaver?
She had, like, no, she bleached it. No, she,
Are you fucking serious? Did she bleach your butthole?
No, she didn't bleach my butthole. She had just like some standard like hair clippers, and she just shaved me. And then
standard hair clippers.
She came with hair clippers.
Well, she had some. She's like, I can't deal with this mess.
Is she a fucking hairstylist, or is this like a normal thing? Like, let me shave you.
I don't know, but she said I was way too hairy, and she's like, I can't do that. So you have to shave.
Criminy.
So she shaved me, and I kind of got off on her shaving me, to be honest.
That does not surprise me.
And then I ended up handcuffed somehow. I think I handcuffed myself, and then I got her to get on me. Then I asked her to choke me a little bit. And then...
You are 100% going to David Carradine yourself.
Probably. Whatever the hell that means.
He died from choking to death.
Oh, really?
From jacking off. Yeah.
At least he died happy.
I guess.
I mean, how weird is that going to be, though, to die? What do you say at a funeral like that? He was a good man, and in his unfortunate tragic death to erotic asphyxiation...
That's how he died.
It was trash. But that's what it said. He died doing what he loved.
He was choking himself.
Yeah, with a belt in the closet. Yeah. Yeah, he was the guy from Kill Bill.
Yeah, and so then he nutted and then fucking.
Oh, you know,
passed
out. Yeah.
And then fucking.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got one?
Do you live in a one bedroom apartment with a mattress and a pizza box? and ammunition.
Actually, it's two bedroom. So.
It's a two bedroom. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
I mean, you're just weird, like, I don't understand.
In a good way. Like, but, I mean, like, stay away from me in a good way.
Is it weird,
like,
more like unique?
No!
You say it like it's a bad
it's
thing.
It's very unique, though.
There's unique...
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that it's a good thing that I'm so open about my really weird sexual fetishes.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I think we all inside, you know, have some kinky fetishes that...
Where do you meet women
Not at? To this level.
How do you approach women?
Yeah.
I meet them either on BDSM.com or...
He said that like it was regular. Like it was Google or something.
But they're all
search page.
So do you see yourself like being married one day and having a family?
Or like ever trick someone into marrying me.
So like a cover-up. so like a cover-up family like Dexter Morgan.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. See, every time a girl starts to kind of get to know me, she's like, get the fuck away from me.
Of course.
Right.
You sick fucking twisted piece of... I don't know what the fuck you are, but just stay away.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Not ask. Describe your genitals to everyone. Your genitals. Okay. I mean, like, in particular...
How about you have Skyler describe them? You just stole them.
In particular, your gruesome twosome.
How about we just start
That's
with
your
my
testicles.
Psoriasis balls?
That's why I said your gruesome twosome.
Your balls have psoriasis?
Yeah, it's... Actually, to be honest, so I had... My balls just got all red one day, and it was itching, painful. Okay, well, I mean, it
Maybe it's
because
you don't wash your dildo and you stick it in the back of your truck, or your car.
Let's just get past the dildo.
Okay.
Alright, there's a lot more to crack in than just dildo on his ass.
I love the dildo thing, though.
Not much.
So, you know, I went to the doctor, and in order to figure out what it was, I hate this story. They had to cut off a small piece of it to send it in. So
cut out a small piece of what?
My
testicles?
Sack. Well, the sack, you know.
They had to cut some of your nut sack skin off.
A very small portion.
Like, no. That's like your whole fucking balls, though.
Well, they mostly, yeah.
Before he did he say, this might sting a bit. They always say that.
Well, actually,
it always hurts so
he didn't
bad.
Say... He did say this might sting a bit, but when he gave me a prostate exam one time, he said, don't be a wimp about this.
Did you get a boner?
I did not.
Did you want to get a boner?
I did not. Only if a chick sticks her finger or fist at my butt do I get a boner.
The doctor that gave you your prostate exam, do you have his personal cell phone number?
I'm not going to answer that.
Nice. All right. If you could fuck yourself, you would.
I might.
Yeah. Well, you have. With your finger.
Correct.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if that really counts, though. I mean, if I could clone myself. Uh-huh. I don't know.
A lot of things don't count in your world.
I like my world, though, Michael.
It's a weird world. Buffet that you can grab and take from.
Are you into dressing up? Do you have, like, outfits and stuff?
Well, I haven't got the vac bed yet, but, I mean, I don't know. As far as outfits go...
How many leather outfits do you have?
I don't know. I can't wait till the vac bed gets here,
Do
though.
You have a zipper mask that, like, covers your mouth with...
I want to get one, but I'm kind of broke right now.
From the vacuum bed?
No, I haven't. I'm going to wait till I get my tax return to buy that.
Good.
Why are you broke?
I make a lot of bad decisions financially.
And morally.
Like, you know, like those websites where, like, you pay money per minute to, like, watch chicks masturbate?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I don't may know. May or may not, like, have done that once or twice or 50 times.
So you pay per minute. Give me a... How many minutes did you...
What's watch? The most?
I dropped like $200 one time.
Are you fucking serious?
$200 in like a month?
Like 20 minutes.
In... Ooh, okay.
20 minutes?
I was throwing some tips in though because I wanted to do more stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, like I could find a chick and we could send you...
You pay $200 to do it in real life.
Yeah, we could do that.
Am I creepy? Be honest. Am I creepy?
Yes. That's not even a question. Like, I don't even have to lie about that.
That's why you're on the show. So... You are creepy.
But, like, I mean, there's also got... I mean, yeah, okay, I am creepy, but, like...
Right. Big time.
But there's gotta be some good that goes with it, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, no. I feel like I have a lot to offer in some way.
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think right now. I can't think of anything.
No. See, let's go down the list here.
I really actually haven't raped anyone.
Right. Actually raped anyone.
Tell me what you think about this list, if you were...
Bill Cosby hasn't either.
Right.
In my shoes. All right?
So zippity beep bop, don't tell the cops, and you'll get yourself a pudding pop.
So this is what a chick's going through this checklist of you. Okay, we're gonna disregard that weird thing you just did.
It's okay? A rape joke.
We've got receding, I'm gonna kill myself, hairline, hairstyle.
Okay.
Alright. Flight attendant.
Okay.
Kia Soul is what you drive.
Oh,
alright.
Stop it.
You enjoy a good Lady Gaga CD. Your legs are crossed right now like a European homosexual, which is way more homosexual than an American one.
Double homosexual.
Kind of like that Eurotrip homosexual. Oh, me cozy, me cozy.
Yeah.
That is you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Amazing.
Maybe like a really like pale white albino looking guy.
Albino.
Albino?
Yeah, I like that. No, I like albino.
If I had a cologne, what do you think it would be called? Besides the Kraken.
Rape?
Sewage.
You know how like they always have those very intense like commercials for cologne,
right?
You'll see like Lady Gaga and some intense music.
Sure.
Like, what would it be with me?
You have
just some random chick like walking by herself in an alley, and then just my straight, scary, rapey face.
Right, and then you're just holding down, and her just screaming, and then just ends and says rape.
Because as Jared put it, I'm like that rape strong, you know.
Yeah, you do have rape strong.
You know,
yeah.
I may not be able to bench a lot, but when it comes to holding someone down, I can
right, you can hold a lot of women down.
Do you bench press 7-year-olds? One in each hand? Is that a thing? You do that.
He just curls them.
Yeah.
Well, that would make him 14, technically, right?
That's
true. There we go.
Yeah.
That's closer to 18.
It is closer.
We appreciate you coming down.
Sir Il Krakeno.
We would like you to leave now. Everyone is uncomfortable.
So fast.
And is that because I showed you my wiener?
It's getting weird. Till next time. He'll be back.
He will.
Alrighty then.
That's it.
That was the Kraken part 2.
I'm sorry.
I liked it.
I want to wash my hands and take a shower.
I mean, that seems fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like my medical bills just skyrocketed.
Why did he pull his testicles out?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that was
so much.
Off air about? Too. And this is radio. Like,
right? Nobody's going to say
this to do that. We appreciate him coming though.
I guess.
Yeah. But anyways, we appreciate everybody listening to this bullshit. If you liked that, or maybe you didn't like it, tell us more about that on our Facebook page.
Right.
just Deep V.
Please tell us more about it.
Yeah, or go to our Instagram. It's official Deep V.
Right. Twitter at official Deep V.
Yeah, we rarely check both of those. Never. Probably not as much as we should, but we're gonna get on that.
We will.
Yeah.
Give us time.
Yeah. Shout out MLR. More like radio.
More like radio.
Shout out to Rockstar.
Give us a bunch of rock stars.
Yeah, we appreciate the samples, Rockstar. Everybody's rocking with Deep V these days.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. No, so many haters.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the chubby girls out there.
The skinny challenge.
Yeah, keep it up. Because you're almost there, literally. Like, you're chubby, you're not fat, right. You just need to keep it up.
Right. You're saying keep up, like, keep eating, or like?
Like, stop eating. shout out to all my red dots on the computer when you sign into the Sex Offender website. Sex Offender. Anyways, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, and I've got my top 10 hit list of the best teachers of ass I've ever been with.
The list.
Hopefully your name's on it. If it's not, you dirty bitch.
We're gonna call it the blacklist.
The blacklist.
Yeah.
There's like a 5% chance you're gonna be on that list.
4.7.
Yeah, 4.7. I'm not good at math. I can't math.
I can't math.
DB.
For a spin, why don't you take me for a ride? Cause baby, you know exactly what I like. I cannot deny it.